Mitzvah, everybody. Shavua Tov. This coming Shabbos presents its array of challenges for Shul Gabayim. We have one right here. Not only is it Parshas HaChodesh with a special maftir for Parshas HaChodesh, it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month of Nisan, Habalin Litova, as we announced yesterday in Shul during Birchas HaChodesh. For Kriyas HaTorah, we read from three Sifrei Torah, six Aliyos in the Parshas HaShavua Vayikra, a seventh Aliyah from Parshas Pinchas for Rosh Chodesh, and the Maftir from Parshas Bo for Parshas HaChodesh. In the Shmoneh Esrei, that we'll be saying over the Shabbos, the Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, we add Yalav Yavol for Rosh Chodesh. In the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, we replace the Nusach that we're all familiar with from every Shabbos of Tikanta Shabbos with the less familiar version of Atta Yatzarta. That's the Nusach we say every time Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. In today's Shir, I'd like to explore together the unique structure of the Bracha of Atta Yatzarta. There are many aspects to this bracha that are intriguing and worthy of our attention. First of all, why the need for a separate nusach? Why not simply keep the nusach of Tikanta Shabbos and add the relevant psukim for the musaf of Rosh Chodesh from Parshas Pinchas? That would parallel what we find regarding the other tefillos of the day. We daven a regular Shabbos Amida and we add Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. Now you might be thinking, this isn't the only time that we do this for Musaf. Let's say you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach, Sukkot. So all the other tefillos of Shabbos, except for Musaf, we have a Shabbos Amida with Yalav Yavo. And you get to Musaf, and we don't say Tikanta Shabbos, we say Atta V'chartanu, we add the Psukim for Shabbos, rather than the reverse. Even taking it a step further, what about Yontif that falls out on Shabbos? What happens there? If Yontif falls on Shabbos, not only does Musaf change, but all of the tefillos of the day become tefillos of Yontif. And we mention Shabbos, and you know, we add at the end of the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazman, and we add certain mentions of Shabbos, so actually all the tefillos are transformed. But the truth is, in terms of Atta Kiddashta, there's something even more nuanced and complicated about it. As we will see, Atta Yatzarta, what's that? Atta Yatzarta, Atta Yatzarta, what did I say? Atta Kiddashta. Oh, okay. So, what is interesting about Atta Yatzarta, we'll soon see the Nusach inside, there are sections of Atta Yatzarta that are clearly taken right out of Shabbos Musaf. There are other sections that are plucked from the Musaf of a weekday Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, and others that are very reminiscent of the Sholosh Regalim Nusach of Musaf. And even beyond that, Atta Yatzarta has some literary features that are completely unique. Phrases that do not appear in any other Shmoneh Esrei, Nutal Kavod Min Beis Hayeinu, and the like. It also contains curious omissions, sentences that we'd expect to see, but strangely enough do not appear in standard Ashkenazi Sidurim, and which create a lot of halachic controversy, which we'll get to in Yirtzeh Hashem later in the Shir. So let's begin by exploring some of the earliest sources that relate to the structure of the Tefillah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and references to the specific tefillah of Atta Yatzarta. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, it's also in Erev and Daf Mem Amid Beis, source number one, cites a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Yom Tov Shechol Lios B'Shabbos. You have Yontif that coincides with Shabbos. So according to Beis Shammai, Mispal Shmona, you actually have eight brachos in the Amida. You say a separate, after the first three, of course, are the same as every Shmoneh Esrei, and the last three as well. As far as Kedushas Hayom is concerned, you have to have a separate bracha for Shabbos, which concludes with Shabbos, and a separate bracha for Yom Tov. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Omim is Pal Sheva, which is, of course, we're familiar with. You have seven brachos in total. Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, Messiah B'Shel Shabbos, V'Omer Kedushas Hayom B'Emtza. according to Beis Hillel, the bracha begins and ends with only Shabbos, but Kedushas Yom of Yom Tov gets mentioned along the way. So according to Beis Shammai, the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov is distinct one from the other. Each one requires its own bracha, but Beis Hillel sees the two Kedushas as overlapping and can be fused together and reflected in one single bracha. But what dominates, what theme is the ending of the bracha, the beginning of the bracha? Shabbos. Now, Rebbe disagrees on one point. What does Rebbe say? When it comes to the Chasima, says Rebbe, Af chosein ba mekadesh ha-shabbos Yisrael ve-hazmanim. Which is, of course, what we're familiar with, Yom Tov Shechol v'Shabbos, so the bracha concludes by mentioning both Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's our halacha. The next part of the Gemara, we have the Gemara relating to the case of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Tanu Rabbanan, Shabbos Shechol Yos B'Rosh Chodesh O B'Chol HaMoed, Arvis Shachris U'Mincha Mispal Sheva V'Omer Me'in HaMa'ora Ba'Avoda. So when it comes to Ma'ariv, Shachris and Mincha, we daven a Shabbos Amida, and we mention Yalav V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh or for Yantif. Go skip a couple of words, U'B'Musafin. When it comes to Musaf, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, Messiah B'Shel Shabbos, V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. Here, Musaf changes, and we start with Shabbos, end with Shabbos, and we mention Kedushas Hayom, be it Rosh Chodesh or Yantif, in the middle. What about Rebbe's opinion that we just saw before? So Rashi comments, if you go to the next source, the halacha is not this way, but just as we mentioned by Yom Tov Shechol V'Shabbos, that we have Rebbe's opinion that the Chasima has to reflect both Shabbos and Yantif. So it is over here in the case of Shabbos Chol HaMoed and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The halacha follows like Rebbe. Af chosin ba mekadesh ha-Shabbos Yisrael ve-hazmanim. That would be on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Or, as we know, coming up this Shabbos, mekadesh Yisrael, ha-Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. So that means that the Chasima does in fact mention Shabbos as well as Rosh Chodesh. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam tells us, Shabbos Shechola B'Chol HaShemoed, V'chein Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Shabbos. So he tells us, Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha, seven brachos like Shabbos with Yalav V'Yavo, B'Musaf Maschil B'Bracha Emtzois B'Inyan Shabbos, Maschim B'Inyan Shabbos. But it's interesting, the Rambam sounds like he's saying you end with Shabbos, but it doesn't exactly mean what we think. The Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza Bracha V'Chosein Ba V'Rashi Chadashim V'Kadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rashi Chashim. So keep in mind this language of the Rambam, which is Mashlim B'Inyan Shabbos. He may be interpreted Messiah B'Shel Shabbos a little differently than what we thought, because he does say Mashlim B'Shel Shabbos, but he also says that the Chasima is Shabbos together with Yisrael V'Rashi Chadashim. Now, there's something that's mentioned by the Ritva here, which is quite relevant, and we'll see more about it later in this year. The Ritva comments on this case of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara only talks about the structure in terms of the Chasima, how it starts and how it ends. What about when you get close to the end? The halacha is, the Gemara in Aviv Sachim tells us, you're supposed to say, Ne'en ha-chasima samoch la-chasima. Just before you close the bracha, Baruchat Hashem, you have to reiterate the theme that you're about to be chosim with. You're actually giving the context of the chasima right before it. So what about here, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? How do you do that when you're about to be chosim the bracha? The Gemara, as we have according to Rebbe, we would say, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rashay Chadashim. What about before you say Baruchat Hashem? So the Ritva says, V'tzarech sheyom esamach ha-chasima me'ein ha-chasima, which means you have to not just mention Shabbos, but you have to point out V'chukei Rashay Chadashim lehem kavata. Since we go according to Rebbe that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the chasima, so you have to mention Rosh Chodesh samach la-chasima, Baruchat Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rashay Chadashim, V'imlo amaron chozer l'rosh. Ritva takes a very strong stand on this, and if you don't fulfill me'ein ha-chasima samach ha-chasima, you have to repeat the Hosh Mona Esrei. We have to see more carefully about this. What if you actually didn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the Chasima? You only said Mekadesh HaShabbos. So it would seem at first glance from this Ritva, Kal V'Chomer, If you mentioned only Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh in the Chasima itself, you have to repeat, because the Ritva says you have to mention Rosh Chodesh Samacha Chasima, and if you didn't do that, you'd have to repeat it. But it's actually not so clear-cut halacha. There's certainly what to rely on. We'll soon see. If you don't say Rosh Chodesh in the Chasima, it could be that you're Yotzei B'di'evet. Let's look at the tour in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh. Until now, we haven't seen the words Ata Yetzarta identified by name. We talked about mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Chasima and in the Bracha, but what exactly do you say? Not clear. The Tur quotes for us the halacha that we said, but he mentions specifically the Kolo Berevius. If you look a couple of lines into the Tur, Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Kolo Berevius, Shel Shabbos V'Shel Rosh Chodesh Yachad, Ata Yetzarta V'chuli. Doesn't give us the whole Nusach, but had the Nusach that Rishonim had, and we'll soon see the language of Ata Yetzarta, and the Torah says, you say Ata Yetzarta, that's the bracha that you say for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, v'chosem, and you conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh, HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Rashei Chadashim. The Shulchan Aruch, as well, Simen Tav Chav Hei, Rosh Chodesh, Shechol Lios B'Shabbos, Kolel B'Musaf, B'Bracha Revi'is, Shabbos v'Rosh Chosem, again, as is the halacha, we follow Rebbe, as Rashi noted, v'Chosem v'Kadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. Suppose you omitted Rosh Chodesh in the Chasima of the Bracha. Suppose a person, by accident, concludes v'Kadesh HaShabbos. Not a simple matter. The Mishnah Berurah says something very innocent, quoting some Achronim, v'Kadesh HaShabbos, the imchasam b'shel Shabbos levad yatsa b'di'evet. A person finishes the bracha without mentioning Rosh Chodesh, and it's la'acha k'dei dibur. He can't necessarily fix it. He's gone on already into Ritzei, and now oyvei, I didn't say Rosh Chodesh. No, it doesn't say that, because that's a different issue. If you would say Tikkat Shabbos, presumably you never quoted the psukim from Parshas Pinchas for the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, and that for sure would require you to repeat. We're assuming that you did, in fact, cite the psukim of Rashi Chatshecha and Takuva Ol Hashem, so you mentioned the Musafin by name, but when it comes to the Chasim of the Bracha, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins Yatzeh B'di'evet. Now, this issue is very relevant. Let's think back for a second to the case of Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So there you say, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So let's stand back for a second in that case. What's the halacha there if you said Mekadesh HaShabbos by itself? And let's also consider the other case, the converse case. Let's say you would end without Shabbos. You ended Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, or in the case of Rosh Chodesh, you would end Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashi Chadashim without saying Shabbos. I think Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and Yom Tov Shabbos could be the same in this regard. So if you go back, this you don't have any. Okay, let's wait and see. We have a lot to cover here. In Siman Tav Pei Zayin, which is the siman that discusses the Yom Tov Nusach, so there's a long bir halacha that discusses the two cases that we mentioned. If you don't say Shabbos of Yom Tov or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and if you didn't say Shabbos, or if you didn't say Yom Tov. So he brings different shittas about it. He brings in the Mishnah Berurah, if he says Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim without Shabbos, or if he said Mekadesh HaShabbos without Yisrael, so again, different shittas on this question. How does he come out in the Bir Halacha over there? He wants to separate. He says, if you say Mekadesh HaShabbos by itself, then v'di'evet yoyotze. Why? Because if you go back to the Brisa that we started with, Vitana Kama, the sheet before Rebbe, says that Misayim b'shel Shabbos. Sounds like the defining character of the Bracha is Shabbos. And even though Rebbe suggests that you add Yisrael v'Hazmanim, but Rebbe is only saying this l'chatchila. But the fact remains, Misayim b'shel Shabbos. So Shabbos by itself would save you if you mention Shabbos. When it comes to leaving out Shabbos, so the Bir Halacha says Tzorach Iyun L'Maisa. He does bring other shitas that maybe your Yod say that as well, if you mention either one, but Tzorach Iyun L'Maisa. Now when it comes to over here, to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't explain why, but he does say Imchasa Mishol Shabbos Yatsa in the Sharat Siyun, underneath, he comments that even according to those who would say, in the case of Shabbos Chol Moed, and I believe it's the same thing for Shabbos Yontif, I can double check, even according to the opinions over there, that if you said Mekadosh HaShabbos alone, you would not be Yotze, you have to repeat, but here it's better. Again, I do have to check your point, if there's a difference. Let's assume Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos, okay, for argument's sake. If you would just say Mekadosh HaShabbos over there, you're not Yotze, according to some opinions. Here it's better. But he doesn't explain why it should be better. He also notes in the Sharet Siyun here that the Mamre Mordechai, one of the Achronim, thinks that from the Ritva it would seem to indicate otherwise. Now, I didn't have a chance to look at the Mamre Mordechai, but my guess is that the Ritva he's referring to is the Ritva that we saw earlier that says that Me'ena Chasima must mention both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and if you don't, if you don't mention Rosh Chodesh, for example, you're not Yotze, you have to be Chozer, so it would sound like if you left out Rosh Chodesh in the Chasima, certainly you have to be Chozer. So he says to look over there, Ayin Mamre Mordechai Shemefaktek Psas Al Psak Zeh Midibri HaRitva Ayin Sham. Again, my guess is the Ritva that we saw. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe B'diyeved over here, you could be Yotze B'diyeved if you just said Shabbat. Aruch HaShulchan emphatically disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, toward the end of the source, he says, "What if lo siyem rak b'mekadosh haShabbos b'ulvad? Suppose you only said mekadosh haShabbos, or you just said Rashi Chadashim, Yisrael Rashi Chadashim, near ali de lo yatsa, b'tzorach l'achzor, v'ra'isi misha kasab di yatsa." The old rabbi seems to say you yotze, v'lo yadati ta'am l'zeh. I don't understand this. Hare ha'ikar hi hachasima. And the Aruch HaShulchan is l'shitaso, because if you look in the other stream in Taf Pei Zayin, he also paskins explicitly that if you leave that either Shabbos or Yisrael v'Hazmanim, and I would say whether it's Shabbos Chol Moed, whether it's Shabbos Yontif, you are not Yotze. And therefore here as well, consistently to his shita, he says Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, both have to be mentioned in the Chasima. Let's go back to a question we raised earlier as to why indeed we change the whole tzura of the bracha when it comes to, and here we can ask this question on Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos, on all of its filos. Don't forget, the Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos Ata V'Chartanu, instead of, let's say, at night Ata Kidashta, instead of Yismach Moshe and just mentioning Yontif and Yalviyava, we say Ata V'Chartanu, and so at Mincha. Why is this so? So the Rishonim raise this question. Orchus Chaim is quoted here by the Shulti Giborim. One of the answers is from the Orchus Chaim, and he has an additional answer as well. He asks, Yesh Shoalin, Shulti Giborim on the Mordechai in Masech de Shabbos, Yesh Shoalin, Lama Manichin B'Shabbos, Bracha Emtsois Shul Shabbos, Ve'omim Shul Yom Tov, Shehi Ata V'Chartanu, Ve'kol Rinba Shul Shabbos, Ve'chein B'Musach, Shabbos B'Rosh Chodesh. Now he goes to our case. Why do we leave alone Tikkun Shabbos, abandon Tikkun Shabbos, the Om Mati Yatzarta? Why do we do this? And he gives the following answer. Batam, Mishum de Brachos Shel Shabbos, Shehem, Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, Ata Echad, Lo Yipo Behem Yafe, Eruv Shel Shabbos, the Yom Tov. It doesn't blend well to mix a bracha that begins with framing the day of Shabbos, Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, also in some way connects to Shabbos, Matan Torah, the Rishonim say was on Shabbos, Ata Echad is all about Shabbos, and then find a way to get Yontif in through the back door, it doesn't blend so well. And same thing with Tikkun Shabbos, to try to blend in Rosh Chodesh, when you start off the bracha with what theme? Shabbos, and then you get Rosh Chodesh in, it doesn't blend in well. The alternative is better. On the other hand, if you start with Ata V'Chartanu, you blend Shabbos in, that doesn't really, that's a smoother transition. It's not as bumpy. Atta Yetzarta can also allow for Shabbos theme to enter into that nusach. V'lokach manichim v'kolin shel Shabbos v'ata v'chartanu v'ata Yetzarta u'maschilin v'kulin v'shel Shabbos kol ma'maska behen shel Shabbos t'chila. That's what it means, maska v'shel Shabbos. But as far as how you begin the bracha, if you were to begin with Yismach Moshe, with Ata Kizashta, Ata Echad, or Tikanta Shabbos, then you're starting off defining it in very much Shabbos terms, and then it's very jarring to go off to Yantif and to Rosh Chodesh. However, when it comes to starting off with the Nusach Matav Chartanu, which is something that you could say has relevance for Shabbos too, after all, Shabbos is also about Hashem choosing us. We say in Kiddush, Kivanu Vacharta, some say it, some don't, it's in parentheses, Kivanu Vacharta Ve'osanu Kidashtam Mikol Ha'amim, which is connected to, of course, Shabbos, even though Shabbos was given before Matan Torah, but it's part of the process. I've spoken about this theme on other occasions. It's part of the process of the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. So Ata V'chartanu, as a matter of fact, Rashi, it's brought by the Raviyah, that Rashi did not say Yismach Moshe Shabbos morning. He didn't feel that it really speaks to Shabbos. Yismach Moshe is Matan Torah. Rashi said on Shabbos morning, Ata V'chartanu. So apparently, Ata V'chartanu is not a foreign idea when you speak about Shabbos. So you can take Ata V'chartanu and bring in Shabbos rather than talk about something which is clearly Shabbos related and then try to bring in Yontif. Again, it's interesting. When it comes to Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we do maintain the Nusach of Shabbos because there you'd argue that the defining character of the day is Shabbos. This, your point was well taken before, and therefore it's not like we have to start off with Yontif. We can mention Yontif in Yalav Yavu, and that suffices. But when you have the day being Yontif, or when you're talking about the Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so then we don't want to start off with a Shabbos notion and then have to find a way to get Yontif involved. It is interesting, though, we have Ata Yetzarta. What would we say if it were a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh during the week? Rashi Chadashim Amcha Nasata. Now, we don't do that here. And it's obvious why. Because if you did that, then you'd have the problem the other direction. Because now you can't get Shabbos once you're starting off with Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, Ata Yetzarta is a language that can actually fit for both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you allow that Nusach to begin the bracha, and then you can talk about both themes. Let us now look at the Nusach itself of Ata Yetzarta. There's quite a number of things that we don't otherwise pay close attention to, which hopefully we can now be sensitive to by looking carefully at the way the bracha is structured. It begins with something totally new. This sentence, Ata Yetzarta Olamcha Mikedem, Kirisa Mlachtecha Bayom Hashvi. No other Shmoneh Esrei has those sentences. This is completely novel. It's a way of, you could say, covering its basis for Shabbos. Kirisa Mlachtecha Bayom Hashvi. Ata Yetzarta Olamcha Mikedem is a theme that also relates to Shabbos, Kriyasa Olam, and in a way also speaks to Rosh Chodesh, which is the cycle of creation. So it's a way of abridging the two themes. And from there, where do we move to? Ahavto sano v'ratzisa bano v'romamtan v'kol ha'shonos k'dashtan mitzvasecha v'kereftan makin over the secha shimcha agodah v'kadashen k'rasa. Clearly an echo of Shalosh Regalim. The one little exception is Ata V'chartanu doesn't get mentioned here. There's some shinui nuschos. Some have v'charta banu, which is parallel to v'chartanu. Our nusach leaves it out. We did say Ata Yetzarta, so we don't say Ata again, but we say Ahavta Osanu, and this is very much connected to the Nusach of Shalosh Regalim. We don't have time to get into every detail, but just to appreciate that in this respect, the Bracha has a parallel to Shalosh Regalim, as is the next sentence, Vatitan Lan Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava, is what we find again with standard Nusach of Yontif. But Shabbos mentioned, V'Rashi Chadashim L'Chapara. And now, ulefisha chatanu lefanecha, anachnu va'avoseinu, char va'irenu, sham beis mikdashenu, guak ikarenu, nutakam beis chayenu. It starts a little bit like mifnecha ta'enu, ulefisha chatanu, but it really departs from that language. First of all, it says, anachnu va'avoseinu. We don't say that mifnecha ta'enu, just our sins. We don't talk about our father's sins. And we go on, Charve Irenu. This is very different language, talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash in all kinds of terms, and every phrase has a reference. The Mefarshim try to work out what these phrases are referring to. Gol Yikurenu, Nuto Kavod, the Aron was exiled. Various explanations for the various expressions. Mibes Chayenu is an expression we find in a couple of other tefillos, like we say Lchones Beis Chayenu when we say the Hiratzons Monday and Thursday after the Hagvaglila. We also say it in the Bracha after the Haftorah, Rachim Al Tzion Ki Beis Chayenu. But again, in this particular phraseology, we never find anywhere else Nutal Kavod Mibes Chayenu. Now, this is already reminiscent of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't say Alila Rega, we talk about Lassus Chavosenu, Beis Bechira Secha, Babais Hagod Vakodosh, Shinik Rashimcha Olav, Neatzin Shtachim Kashacha. Now what happens? This next paragraph, Yehi Ratzon Mufanacha. What does this remind you of? No, not Shalosh Regalim. What are we back to? Look at the language. Yehi Ratzon Mufanacha. This is not Yontif, this is Shabbos. So here we have, in the middle of the text of Atiyot Sarta, we're taking right out of Tikkanta Shabbos, but we left out the Tikkanta Shabbos part, but we pick up from the Hiratzon of the Tikkanta Shabbos Tefillah. So this paragraph is straight out of Tikkanta Shabbos, and then we go from there to the Psukim of Shabbos, followed by the psukim for Rosh Chodeshim, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, followed by Minchas Miniskeyim, which is what we say every time on Yontif when we quote the Musaf, as well as Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Then we have Yismachu v'Malchuscha, which we have every Shabbos Musaf. And now comes the last paragraph, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Where does this come from? They tell me. Look at it. Ritzevim Nuchasenu, that's what you'd start off in the Shabbos paragraph. What would happen on Shabbos after Ritzevim Nuchasenu? What would you say? Kachen Mitzvosacha, Sen Chokena Mitzvosacha, and so on. Any of that over here? No. What do we have? The Chadish Aleinu, where does this come from? From the weekday Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And this takes us through the end of the Bracha. But instead of just the Chukim Rosh Chodesh and Mehem Kavata, so we do the Me'ena Chasima to include Shabbos as well. So we say the Shabbos Kachcha Lehem Odata and Chukim Rosh Chodesh and Kavata, and then the conclusion of Mekadosh Shabbos. This is the Nusach that we generally follow, and you can see the sources that follow this on your sheets. You have the Nusach of Tikkanta Shabbos, the Nusach of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh for the week, and the Nusach of Atav Achartanu of Musaf of Shabbos Chol Moed or Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan raises a very jarring question regarding the omission in our Nusach of Katshenu B'Mitzvosach. Typically, a tefillah of Musaf of Shabbos or Yontif, Yontif without Shabbos, Yontif with Shabbos, would include in that closing paragraph Katshenu b'mitzvosacha, Sinchokenu b'sarasacha, Sabbeinu mitubecha, Samchen b'shuasacha, V'tayelu b'lovdecha b'emes, V'ahireinu Hashem Elokeinu, either b'av of haratzon, or b'simcha b'sason, right, Shabbos, Mordei Kadshecha, b'yanuchu v'ol, or b'yismuchu v'yisrael. What happens Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? The Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Ritzevim Nuchaseinu, we seem to have. And then we completely drop the Katshenu and everything that follows, and we shift to the mode of Musaf Rosh Chodesh of during the week, and it takes us to the end of the Bracha. We somehow find a way to do Me'ena Chasima of both, and we end with both, but we left out a core part of the Nusach that we'd expect to find. Yes. But we always say Katshenu, even though we say I'm a Katshishvi. So why are we dropping the Katshenu Mitzvosacha and the phrases that follow? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Very interesting. Veda. Shemei olam tamati al hanusach shelonu. I've always had this problem, this issue, with our nusach, shebesof ato yetzarta. Sheachar lemechilas avon, as soon as after we say it should be, Tovel Vracha and so on, Mechilas Avon, Omrim, we go right to the ending, Kiv Amcha Yisrael Bacharta, B'Shabbos Katshecha. What would we expect we should have now? Katshenu. We don't say Katshenu, we say Chalkenu, V'Anchilenu, V'Anuchu, V'Yisrael, V'Katshe Shemecha, and then Kiyamcha Yisrael. But the Aruch HaShulchan would like us to do is to insert, or reinsert, as we'll have it, before you get to Kiyamcha Yisrael B'Charta. So you want to say, oh, Chadesh HaRein, Chodesh Yisrael, oh, that's wonderful. That's Musaf Avos Chodesh of the week. But then, after you get to B'Srichas Avon, you should now go with Katshenu Mitzvusecha, all the way through V'Anchilenu Hashem, V'Anuchu, V'Yisrael, V'Katshe Shemecha. Put all that in. And then, do the closing of Kiyamcha Yisrael. V'harei kol yom tov shechol b'shabbos. V'rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur shechol b'shabbos. Omrim b'sof habracha emtsayis. Nusach zeh shezeu torah k'dushas Shabbos. That's capturing the k'dushas Shabbos. To talk about katshenu v'sasabeinu and so on. V'lama lo yom ruzeh v'rosh chodesh shechol b'shabbos. Continues Aruch HaShulchan. Ubenusach sfarad yeshno be'emes zeh nusach. Now, we'll have to see more carefully what exactly it says in the Nusach Sfarad. He says, they have it. They have Katshenu. V'laniyaz daiti b'nusach Ashkenaz chasez emeatfus. In my humble opinion, he says, it's missing. It belongs there. Somehow our Sidurim are corrupted. Yeah. Not only is he conjecturing this, you know, speculating, however, halacha l'maisa, he tells him his own practice. V'ani noheg omra. My practice is to say it. Makes every reason, every makes perfect sense to say it. I say it. The ain shum tam shelo lomar. There's absolutely no reason to omit katshenu and the rest of the sentences on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The lomar tzas mishehir b'zeh. I didn't find anyone that discussed this matter. So, was the Aruch HaShulchan suggestion accepted? Does anyone, in fact, that you know, say katshenu? So, if you know a Lubavitcher Chassid, Davin's based on the Nusach of the Alter Rebbe, they'll tell you that they say Katshenu, because in the Rebbe's Siddur, the Balatani Siddur, it's there. So they do it. In Eretz Yisrael, there are pockets of communities, like shuls here and there, some in Bnei Brak, there are Mefarsim, that we should say the Nusach of the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know how many shuls there are, but I did see, and there's a lot of discussion of the Aruch HaShulchan in a number of Torah journals. So when I was doing the research for this year, I discovered that there are some shuls in Eretz Yisrael that make a point of telling everybody they should say Katshenu in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Musaf. By and large, however, the Aruch HaShulchan's suggestion is not really gained appeal, but it has created quite a stir. Pro and con. Like, why shouldn't we have it? Someone made a suggestion, just among the creative points that I saw in the discussion. Some said, I didn't do the math myself, so I can't vouch for it, but they say if you count the words of the bracha, so you have 30 words without katshenu, and if you add the additional words for Shabbos, you get 7 words. So 30 is the number of days in the month, and 7 is the days of the week for Shabbos. We don't want to set that remez, so don't add katshenu so that we can keep this remez of the 30 and the 7. Again, take that with whatever grain of salt you wish, but I'm just showing you how, you know, there have been all kinds of ideas that have been thrown out here to try to defend our practice or maybe defend the Aruch HaShulchan. What exactly do we find in the old Sidurim? Because the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sidur Sfar, it's exactly what I said. Is it exactly what he said? What did the Aruch HaShulchan suggest? Say the paragraph of Musaf Rosh Chodesh of weekday till the Srichas Avon, then insert Katshenu until the Katshe Shemecha, then do the Ve'enach HaSima al Kivam Chayisrael. Well, let's take a look. Rav Amram Gaon, this is one of the first Sidurim Seder of Amram Gaon, gives us the Tfilas Musaf Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos. So he says, Avos Gvuros K'tudish HaShem, that's the first three brachas. Then he gives you Atta Yetzarta, some variants with our Nusach, but the basic Nusach of Atta Yetzarta, go a couple of paragraphs ahead. Okay, if Yom HaShabbos, Hiskanu Fenecha Musaf Shabbos, now we'll mention Musaf Rosh Chodesh Ka'amur. Last paragraph of Source 15. Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. Chadesh Oleinu V'chuli Ad V'chukei Rashi Chadash Emohem Kavata. So what's the first thing he has? The paragraph of Rosh Chodesh in Musaf Shechol of Chol. Through Chukei Rashi Chadash Emohem Kavata. Not mention of Shabbos yet. Good. Next. Another paragraph beginning with the same three words, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Ritzei Navim Nuchaseinu, V'chuli. So what would that imply? Shahol nusach v'katshenu until katshe shemecha. And then, Baruch atah Hashem, the Kaddish, Hashabbos, v'Yisrael v'Shechadashim, and then Ritzei, and so on. So exactly how did Rav Am go and have it? He had two independent paragraphs. Even though it's one bracha, but each paragraph gets its due. The paragraph of Rosh Chodesh that we say typically Musaf of weekday, so that gets mentioned first, followed by another paragraph of Kenem Kevosenu, which is the Shabbos paragraph of Katshenu, which again, as we have it on Shabbos, and then comes the Chasima. So does the Chasima? So what about the Kenem Kevosenu? Do you have a Me'ena Chasima of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh?
No.
Seemingly, the Me'ena Chasima was
separated.
So it was simply only of Shabbos, unless you count the two paragraphs together as the one Me'ena Chasima. But in the more simple sense of how it comes up to the Baruch Atah Hashem, the last thing you really mentioned was Shabbos. Let's look at another source from the Rishonim, the Mar Zavitri. Ata Yetzarta Lamcha Mikedem. Again, he gives you the Nusach of Ata Yetzarta. Turn the page. Okay, so he has the psukim from Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Then he has Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Chadesh Aleinu Es Hayom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh L'Tova V'Levracha. So he has the paragraph of Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu of Rosh Chodesh. He has a couple of extra words, as you can see, Chadesh Aleinu L'Tova. He writes them for Nachash Shetei Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Zeh. He begins to integrate them even after the paragraph of Rosh Chodesh. So he has like Nusach Sfad, Yer Kates, L'chot Saruseinu, those who have Nusach Sfad know what I'm referring to. So he mentions that sentence, but in that sentence he mentions not just Rosh Chodesh alone, but the Yiratzon wish, he incorporates Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So he's beginning to blend things together. Yiratzon, you see that sentence, Yiratzon Fanach, about 5 lines before the end of the source. Shetei Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh zeh Kates L'chot Saruseinu, T'chila v'Rosh Chodesh. Then comes Yismachu v'malchuscha. So he accommodates Yismachu of Shabbos into Zechel Masiv Reishis. Then Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Ritzeinu Nuchaseinu until the Av of Ratzon Shabbos Kodshecha. So that means you have the Nusach of Katshenu. And then he says Ki v'amcha Yisrael v'chad mikol umos v'shabsos lem nasata v'rashi chadashim lehem kavata. So unlike Rav Amram Gaon, that seems to have the Me'ena Chasima to be just of Shabbos, the Mar Zavitri does have a dual Me'ena Chasima, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. He does have the Kenem Elokei Avoseinu of Rosh Chodesh first, with a little bit of a token nod to Shabbos in the Yiratzon, followed by the Katshenu of Shabbos, and then the Me'ena Chasima of both. In the end of the bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael. Ooh, well, I guess that I would simply say is has to be some kind of a mistake. It has to be 100% right. Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah, I don't know. I just took this from the computer, but computer could have gotten it wrong. Maybe when they inputted it, I don't know. I can't imagine, or it must be fixed in the Mar Zavitri itself. I can't imagine otherwise. The Rambam has in the back of Seder Ahava a siddur, a nusach for davening. What does the Rambam have? If this is a bit confusing, I do have a chart for you in the next page coming up. So, the Rambam. Ata Yetzarta Alamcha Mikedem. So he gives you Nusaf Ata Yetzarta, and then the psukim of the references to the Musaf. There's a whole question of whether you have to actually mention the psukim of Musaf. The Rambam maybe holds you don't have to mention them to quote them. You just have to mention that there are Karbanos of Musaf. Anyway, Yiratzim ufanach and so on. Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetechadesh Ad Lepidus Nafsheinu. So the Rambam first has the paragraph of Musaf Rosh Chodesh of weekday. Does the Rambam have a new Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu now? No. Whereas Rambam say V'katshinu b'mitzvosecha until V'anuchu v'am kol yisrael arvei shemecha. So the Rambam has first the Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu of Rosh Chodesh of weekday, and then he rolls right into the Katshenu. He has Katshenu, and he just does it as an extension of the paragraph of Rosh Chodesh. The common denominator so far, the Rambam Gaon, the Mar Zavitri, the Rambam, they all have Katshenu. The slight nuances of a difference, where if you have a new paragraph to introduce Katshenu, and you have any kind of an overlap, in the Rosh Chodesh paragraph to Shabbos, Machzir Vitri does sort of bring it in. Machzir Vitri does have the Me'ina Chasima of both. The Rav Amigon does not. The Rambam apparently also doesn't. The Rambam mentions Kadshenu, and he ends with that, and then he goes to Mekadesh HaShabbos Tibochat HaShem. He doesn't seem to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Me'ina Chasima. So where does that leave us? We have a Nusach Ashkenaz. Is it indeed a Tov Sofer? Or do we have evidence in earlier sources that the Kachenu, for whatever the reason, did get omitted on Musaf for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? It's an interesting tshuva of the Tashbates. Now, there was a question asked, and we have to imagine what was the Nusach of the questioner, the Shoel, and then the Tashbates gives an answer, and we have to imagine what was his Nusach in his response. What was the question asked of the Tashbates? Tamata, you asked, you wondered, Bachasimas Ato Yetzarta, the end of Ato Yetzarta, She'en Chos Minva Vahanchirenu, Shabbos V'Rashi Chadashim, Kidei She'yeh Samoch Chasimasan Me'en Chachasima, Kemosha Osin, V'Shabbos V'Chol Shomoed. What's bothering the questioner? Seemingly that we don't have what? Me'en Chasima Samoch Chasima. So what did the questioner have in his Nusach? Let's conjecture. What did he have? He didn't have the Hanchirenu at the end to have Samoch HaChasima, Samoch HaChasima. So, did he have Kadshenu? So, as many interpret this, again, there's a lot of debate to try to figure this out, it would seem that the person asking the Tashbates had Kadshenu with everything, but it wasn't Samoch HaChasima. It was earlier. Now, the Ramban had... Okay, so what did he have? He had Kadshenu, but he didn't have Rosh Chodesh. In other words, he had the Hanchirenu with Shabbos. And we don't mention Hanchirenu Shabbos Rosh Chodeshim. Okay, so it's the Rambam or Ramam Gon, where they didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, Samoch HaChasim. What did the Tashbates respond? Ein b'nuschasenu v'hanchirenu klav. We don't have Hanchirenu at all in Anusach. Ela sof ha-bracha, the end of the bracha of Kedusha Sayom, of Ata Yetzarta, who maschil chadish aleinu es hachodesh hazeh kimo b'musaf shalchol. It begins with, okay, we're going to say chadish aleinu like it were to be a musaf of Rosh Chodesh during the week. U'mesayim ba, and you end with, v'chukei shabsos v'rashi chadashim v'hem kavata. Here's his me'ina chasima. V'shabsos v'chukei shabasos v'rashi chadashim. We have, v'shabas kachcha v'hem hodata v'chukei v'rashi chadashim v'hem kavata. What did the Tashbates do? He took the word chukei, and he applied it not just to Rosh Chodesh, but to Shabbos as well. Chukei Shabbos, the Rosh Chodeshim. Kidei sheyei samucha chasima me'en chasima, and the word chok can go on Shabbos too. The chok, the Shabbos gamkin choku, like it says, sham sam go choku mishpat and mara, and the Gemara dashins that Shabbos was given in mara, so if it says chok, in fact the Mechilta brings a shita that chok ze Shabbos, so Shabbos can be referred to as chok, chukei Shabbosos, the Rosh Chodeshim. But what does he mean when he says, we don't have Hanchirenu at all? It sounds like he's saying, we don't have a Hanchirenu. We don't have Kachenu, right? Unless you somehow force into the Tashbates, he had it earlier. We don't have it at the end. We had it earlier, like Rav Amigon, maybe he had it, or Rav Amigon had the Rosh Chodesh first. Maybe he had it earlier, the opposite direction. The simple reading of the Tashbates would be, we don't have Kachenu, all through v'hanchirenu, but we do have me'ina chasima because, as I told you, chukei shabbosos v'rashi chadashim. So that would certainly be a bit of a support to give us a little more confidence that we are ignoring the Aruch HaShulchan's hasaga, that we leave out kadshenu. The Tashbates apparently says we didn't have kadshenu. Further evidence of this is in the Levush. We do say Ritzevim Nuchasenu, correct? Ritzevim Nuchasenu. What happens after the words Ritzevim Nuchasenu? V'chadesh aleinu. Typically, when we say Ritzevim Nuchasenu in a Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, what comes right after Ritzevim Nuchasenu? So in other words, we have here Ritzevim Nuchasenu separate, orphaned away from the Kadshenu. Now, think about the following. What happens on a Yom Tov, Shechol v'Shabbos, or for that matter, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed? There's a typical kinvah, okay, we say in the Melech Rachamon, and there's a Musaf, and there's V'Hasiyenu. Now, in V'Hasiyenu, we say Katshenu. Before Katshenu, so you see in some Sidurim, Elkenu, Velkevasenu, Ritzevim, or And in some Siddurim you'll also see, if it was Shabbos Chol Moed or Shabbos Yantif, Elkein v'kevseinu melech rachaman, you'll see Elkein v'kevseinu v'tsevim nuchaseinu. Do you say v'tsevim nuchaseinu twice? Should you say it once? And which time? Do you say v'tsevim nuchaseinu after Elkein v'kevseinu, before melech rachaman? Or do you say it in v'hasiyenu before katsheinu? It would seem logical to say it once, not twice. Although the art school Siddurim, Zozang Gesund, they say it twice. They put it in twice. But doesn't necessarily mean that that's correct. Okay? But you'll see in the Siddurim Bard School, they'll put it in a Shabbos, you say it the first time, after the Kavuseno, you say it again. So this is a tumult here in the Levush. But meanwhile, we'll try to pick out of this Levush the following issue relating to us, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If we omit Katsheinu, then we do see the words of Sefer Nuchaseinu that don't flow with Katsheinu. Right? Because we don't say Katsheinu. So look at the Levush here in Simon Tav Chaf Hei. He tells us what you do on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh for Musaf, v'omer ati atzarta, v'kolba shu Shabbos v'shav Rosh Chodesh, v'omer esluspe, and so on. Toward the end, okein v'kev v'seinu, ritzei v'nuchaseinu, v'chadesh aleinu, v'chosein. What does appear from the Levush? Do we say Katsheinu? No. He said ritzei v'nuchaseinu v'chadesh. But meanwhile, we see that ritzei v'nuchaseinu doesn't have to be followed by Katsheinu. Now the Levush in Tav Peches, which is Yom Tov, when asked me that's on Shabbos, talks about where to say ritzei v'nuchaseinu. So he discusses here, a couple lines down, so in the earlier sources it says, toward the end of the page, that we say ritzei v'nuchaseinu before Melech Rachaman, as soon as Elkein v'kevaseinu, ritzei v'nuchaseinu. Avo nearly, says the Levush, she'en kan v'komo. Lomar ritzei v'nuchaseinu. Dema inyin ratzon ha'menucha etel Melech Rachaman. It doesn't flow. Elkein v'kevaseinu, ritzei v'nuchaseinu, Melech Rachaman. No, Elkein v'kevaseinu, Melech Rachaman. Go right into the tefillah. Vinirali, that where should you say ritzei v'nuchaseinu? She'yomar also kodem katsheinu. And so he says, what should the achad the amatul barchenu, after you finish the Elkein v'kevaseinu rachamat the amatul kasher atzis the amatul barchenu, then you insert the following words on Shabbos Yantif, Elkein v'kevaseinu ritzev nuchaseinu v'katsheinu mitzvasecha, or katsheinu mitzvasecha v'katsheinu digabe kedusha shayach lashon haminucha. When you take katsheinu, you say v'nuchaseinu, they go together, just like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we say before katsheinu. Says the Elio Rabba, the Levush, don't you realize you yourself said Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that you can say ritzei v'nuchaseinu and not connect that phrase to katsheinu? Says the Elio Rabba, ach matzino ben musaf to Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos she'omer ritzei v'nuchaseinu, and what comes after that? V'chadesh aleinu k'mashe kasav ha'levush gufein tav chafei. Even though you're not saying ritzei v'nuchaseinu next to katsheinu v'imkin hoedin v'yomtov, so your proof no longer sounds so compelling. Again, at the end of the day, though, it doesn't seem correct to say ritzei v'nuchaseinu. It's going to be nogea this year Pesach, right? The first day of Pesach is not too long from now, Shabbos Yantif. So you're going to say in Musaf twice ritzei v'nuchaseinu, or you're going to think twice before you say it twice and decide where to say it. The question. But the Yorah points out, you see, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, this Shabbos, you can say it not in connection to katsheinu because there is no katsheinu. To look a little bit carefully here at the chart, you can see the differences between our nusach. Let's see, our nusach yismachu ritzei v'nuchaseinu v'chadesh aleinu, and then there's no bakashas of katsheinu at all. The Rambam has yirat from the chetachadesh aleinu, and uritzei v'nuchaseinu, and he goes to Shabbos after that. The Rav Amram Gaon has a new paragraph of Elkein v'kevaseinu v'nuchaseinu, not uritzei, but a new paragraph. The Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, what would he say to do? He would have you do the whole nusach of Rosh Chodesh, of Musaf, of weekday, and after you get to Slichas Avon, what would he tell you to do? To put in Katsheinu at that point, and continue to the end of the bracha, and then do the Me'ina Chasima of the two of them. And here you have again the other chart as well. Okay, just to close, I want to focus for a few minutes on the ending of the bracha, where we mention three different themes, right? Shabbos, the Yisrael, the Rosh Chodesh. That's unique. Three themes, even two themes is problematic in the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses, in fact, whether it's correct to be chosen b'shtayim or not. So the Gemara in Brachos, in the seventh parak, talks about the rule called en chosen b'shtayim. So the Gemara has a number of questions on this statement. Rebbe says en chosen b'shtayim, so Levi asked Rebbe, al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon, how can you have two different themes in the end of the second bracha of Birchas HaMazon? Al Ha'aretz HaMazon? More answers, it's one theme. Aretz Demapka Mazon. It's the land that gives off food. Okay. Al Aretz Al HaPeros, same thing. Aretz Demapka Peros. What about this one? Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Sounds like two different themes. And the answer is, we probably all heard this Gemara, Yisrael Dekadshinu Hazmanim. Very appropriate, as we know, coming up to... Yeah, we have the ability to Mekadesh Zmanim. We are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and basically sends the message when the Moadim are. As we know, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, this week's parasha, Parshas HaChodesh. So Yisrael and Mekadesh Zmanim. Interesting. The Gemara presses on. What about this? Mekadesh Yisrael Rashi Chodeshim. So what about that? And the Gemara answers, Yisrael Dekatshinu Rashi Chodeshim. Just to pause for a second, let's understand Pshat in the Gemara. Didn't we just answer Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, Yisrael dekatshinu v'azmanim. So why is there a further question of how we mekadesh zmanim? Because we have the calendar, we have Beis Din. Beis Din makes determinations for the astronomical date of the Molad. Based on that, they'll decide, they'll hear the Edim, they'll mekadesh the particular day for Rosh Chodesh, based on that, the zmanim. So we know already that it means Yisrael v'azmanim, so Yisrael v'rashi chadashim. So Shibboleth Leket, among others, raised this question, and they point out in the next source that it's not exactly the same. Why? Because there's really two dinim, as I spoke about in my Sefer Yerach Tov on Birchas HaChodesh, there are really two dinim, you could say, in Beis Din's role as a Mekadesh of Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim. There's a halacha for Beis Din to determine the day of Rosh Chodesh, but there's also a halacha in Beis Din to get the message out to everybody, when is the Yontif, when is Pesach. Now, the halacha of the Moadim, that's very much based in Israel. Get the message out and inform, send the shluchim out to tell everyone when is the Yontif starting. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, yes, based in announces Mekudesh HaChodesh, but it's also a function of the cycle of the moon. And therefore, you could say it's not just based in input, it's a function of based in plus the astronomical cycle. So therefore, the Gemara wasn't yet satisfied, just because you could say the Hasmanim. Well, Beis Din still is saying to everybody, do the Moed, start the Moed on that day, that's Yisrael. But Rashi Chadashim is not just Yisrael, it's also the cycle itself. So the Gemara says, no, but still, we have to be the ones to decide that Mekudesh HaChodesh, which day it is, we could change it, we could decide a month could be 29 days, 30 days, we could add, make it an Ibrayar. So we have a lot to say as Beis Din about the actual Rosh Chodesh too. So the Gemara asks from that and answers from that. Fact the Gemara further. What about Shabbos together with Yontif? Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. What about that? So Yisrael v'Hazmanim we took care of, but now you bring in Shabbos. So now again you have two themes. That's an exception. What's the difference? Why is it better? The Gemara says, Hachachadahi hasamtarti. The Gemara discussed before Moshiach Yisrael, Ubonu Yerushalayim. That's two themes, and here Shabbos, the Yisrael Vazmanim, is one theme. Why? So a lot of perushim, a lot of explanations on this Gemara. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Mekadesh Shabbos the Yisrael Vazmanim, and we can extend that to Mekadesh Shabbos the Yisrael Rashi Chadashim. Maybe it's one theme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh. That's the theme. Hashem is the source of Kedusha. He's Mekadesh all kinds of things. Nevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemekadesh HaShabbos V'Hazmanim. Moshiach Yisrael Bonu Yerushalayim is two things. That's two things. You can't have Chasima with two things. However, here it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Mekadesh. You're Mekadesh X and Y and Z. How many themes is it? One. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekadesh of Shabbos and Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael, Rashi Chadashim. So therefore, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the unifier, and that's why it's one thing. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different way to read the Gemara. What do you mean, Hachachada, Hachatarti? What does it mean, it's one theme? Afichach, because it's two separate themes, because we find psukim that discuss Tshuas Yisrael by itself, without Binyan Yerushalayim, Yisrael knows Hashem Tshuas Alamin, and therefore it's two themes. However, in the Kaddish HaShabbos, the Yisrael Vazmanim, it might appear like two themes, but it's really one theme. Why? Shekedushas Yisrael Teluya B'Kedushas HaShabbos. U'Kedushas Hazmanim Rashi Chadashim Teluya B'Kedushas Yisrael. There's an overlap and a common denominator to the Kedushos that we're discussing. Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas HaShabbos are dependent one on the other. Kadosh Baruch Hu invested Kedusha in Shabbos. What does Hashem say when He gives Kedusha to Shabbos? L'das ki ani Hashem b'kadishchem. To know that I am Hashem who makes you holy. Kedushas Yisrael, our Bechira, our chosenness, and the idea of Shabbos are actually very much connected. It's true, Shabbos is Zecher Masi Bereshis, but what else is Shabbos? Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, Bechiras Yisrael. So, therefore, Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Hazmanim, it's all a similar Kedusha. It's one idea. The Levush also addresses this issue. He asks, how can you have three different themes here? You can't even have two themes. How can you have three? E mitzvah, elasas mitzvah, chavilos, chavilos. So he answers, Hachi Perusho, Nekadesh HaShabbos, says the Levush. HaShabbos Mekudash Ve'omed Mipiv Yisbarach. Hashem gave Shabbos Kedusha. Ve'en Yisrael Tzvich Mekadsha. We don't have to make Shabbos holy. Ki Yom Shvi Mekudash Mi'atzmo. That has its own Kedusha, comes when the seventh day comes. He quotes the pasuk that we mentioned as well. With the fact that Hashem sanctified Shabbos, He sanctifies Klal Yisrael, as it says, "Osi beni v'neichem odaskin Hashem kadishchem." Haresh ayidei os haShabbos Yisrael hem mikudashim. Through the sign of Shabbos, it also elevates Klal Yisrael. It shows that we're kadosh, and then Rashi Chadashim. Because Beis Din has to mekadesh the chadashim, they don't happen by themselves. Beis Din are mekadesh them, and therefore, kiddush hazmanim tov b'kiddush rosh chodesh, and therefore it all can be blended together as one kiddush. I was just thinking, you know, here we have, we talked about Shabbos rosh chodesh and Ati Yetzarta, but it is of course also three sifrei Torah. It's also Parshas HaChodesh, but Parshas HaChodesh very much ties into all the themes that we've been discussing. Parshas HaChodesh starts off with the first mitzvah that we received as a nation. The mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got was Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh Yetzer Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Why was that the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael received? Because obviously it defines who we are in our being selected as an Am HaNivchar. The point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to get to Matan Torah. Tavnis Elokim HaLohar Hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu began, if you will, to give us mitzvos here in Mitzrayim. Even though Anochi, you could say, was, but really came before that. We got mitzvos in Parshas Bo. And the first of those mitzvos was HaChodesh Zalachem. Rashi says in Chumash, Mitzvah Rishash in Stavu Ba Yisrael. Why does this define us as a nation? Why does it define our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because, of course, Kiddush HaChodesh shows Kiddushas Yisrael. Kiddushas Yisrael, that we can mekadesh the Rashi Chadashim, we mekadesh the Moadim. That idea of Bechiras Yisrael has a process that began with Yitzias Mitzrayim and culminates with Matan Torah. Yet Hashem, we are ushering in the Chodesh HaGeula, the Chodesh of Nisan. We said in Birchas HaChodesh yesterday, Misha Asa Nisim La'avoseinu, the Galos and the Abdus HaCherus, Hui Galos and Bekarov. And the Mepharshim explain, why do we say this at Birchas HaChodesh? Because the very first mitzvah that we received when we were at the threshold of Geula was Kiddush HaChodesh. So here we are announcing the new month. So we also hearken back to that first opportunity that we were given to have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which was associated with Geula, and we express the wish that Misha Asa Nisim Ravoseinu V'Goal Osam Le'Avdu Socherus Hui Gal Osam Le'Karov, that we should be able to receive the ultimate Geula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Nisan Nigalu U'B'Nisan Asidim V'Higoel.
So I enjoy this year. Sorry if I interrupt you on the ship. But I want to say something. And that is the Shabbos Chol Hamoed. can't do it. Just as a Pesach, whether you say Mitzvah Shabbat,
might have Torah,
correct.